This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off.
So as far as like who I am 20. So I'm at university in Australia. I first started struggling with trich probably when I was like really young. And it was a thing that got really bad in high school. I ended up with like some bald patches that was not fun as a like 15, 16-year-old girl.
Do you have any memories surrounding maybe the first time you remember pulling out your hair, what that experience was like for you?
It was sort of a cathartic feeling, I think. Like, I started with split ends. Like, I started like picking my split ends off and pulling my split ends apart. And then the first time I sort of probably pulled a strand of hair out, I was like, oh, okay. And then it became like sort of a real, like, playing with my hair and pulling it like towards the roots became like a real, probably it was a real relief from like stress and anxiety and boredom.
What did you do with the hair after it was pulled out? Did you inspect it? Did you break it? Maybe rub it across your lips or anything like that?
I definitely inspected it. It was like crinkly. And so I like to like, I would like pull along it until it like frayed more and more.
I too gravitate toward the like crinkly hair. It feels like,
Yeah.
you know, I won the lottery. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I found this perfect. I mean, who knew it could grow like that? You know what I mean?
Right?
You mentioned having some bald spots on your scalp. When was the first time you maybe had a bald spot, and did you share with anybody close to you, family or friends?
So I was 16. So it was 2020 through COVID. And my mom was actually the one who noticed because she would do my hair for dance competitions and whatnot. So she was doing my hair for a class. And she's the one who first picked up on it and was like, Wanna, what are you doing? Are you pulling all your hair out? Why are you doing this? And it became a big deal with my family.
What were your family's next steps for you?
Every single time that I was there on the couch, like pulling my hair, my mom would be like, stop pulling your hair out, Lorna. You're leaving hair everywhere. You're going to give yourself more bald spots. But that was sort of the only like conversation around it.
When did you find out that there was a name for this behavior that you were doing?
It actually wasn't until I started seeing your posts on Instagram in about 2022.
Wow, I'm honored to be the person to share with you. What was that like to finally put a name to this behavior?
It was really nice, actually. I didn't feel like, because I didn't know anyone else who did this behavior. So it felt very isolating and very alone. And to know that there was a name and a bunch of other people who experienced the same things that I do, it made me feel less like a freak.
Did you ever share with any friends about your BFRB?
I do now. So lots of my friends that I've met since going to university do know, because it is a lot of, I find it still, it is a lot of a stress behavior. So I've asked them to tell me when I'm doing it more often than others, because then I can recognize when I'm in levels of higher stress. But yeah, my partner, all my friends at university now, so since maybe 2 years now, it's something that I don't really like hide anymore.
Do you remember? I know I keep asking, like, do you remember? Do you remember? Because sometimes it's like some people experience life and things will stick out to them. They'll have like this vivid memory of it. Other times it's almost like blank. And so whatever that experience is for you, you know, absolutely no pressure at all. But when you decided to start sharing with these people that were close to you, were you nervous? How did you prepare beforehand? How did that go for you?
Yeah, I was definitely really nervous. I had written like a little script in my notes app on my phone, of everything that I wanted to say, but I felt super confident in I made some really, really close friends at university, and I knew that they wouldn't judge me. And I was also like, you know what, like this is who I am. This is part of my identity. If they're gonna judge me for that, then they're not the kind of people that I want in my life. But yeah, it was definitely a very nerve-wracking experience the first time.
What advice would you give people who want to do what you did? They want to share with their close friends.
Mainly, like it's so tough because obviously, like everyone experiences things their own way. And even though, like, it's this big overarching thing that we can say, yeah, we experience as a community, like, it's still so singular, like everything else. The biggest thing is, I would say, don't start sharing until you're open to answering questions. Like, if people asking questions is going to be harmful to you, then it's probably not the right part of your life to start like openly talking to everyone about it.
An excellent answer. I remember before I started to be more open on social media, I would go on Tumblr. Loved Tumblr back in the day. Loved it. And I remember feeling this urge to look up hashtag trichotillomania, and I did, and I found like two people that were open about it. So anywho, I write them this message like, hey, I do this too. And they send me these beautiful long messages back, sharing their experience. They're asking me about my experience. Don't you know I never answered them again?
Yeah, I guess it's just like if you're sometimes you're just not ready.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try. I'm gonna see if I can log back into my old account and see if I can find those messages and be like, hey, sorry. But yeah, it can be it. For many people, tell me your experience. For me, it was something that I hid for so long that I was so ashamed of that, like, the thought of starting to share, I'm thinking, like, where? Like, it's so much, it's so heavy for me. How did it feel for you to, open up with your friends? And did you feel that, like, where do I begin?
I definitely felt very, very lost at first because it's very heavy, very big, weighs on my mind all the time. But like to share with those people close in my life, it definitely felt like there was like a weight being lifted off my shoulders because it like these are people I spend a lot of my time with. And I was like, wow, what if they see me doing this? Like, what are they gonna think? But now knowing that they know what it is and that what that behavior means for me, then it was just like a very freeing sort of feeling.
And have any of your friends, like, have they told you, like, that they see you do it? And if so, what is their kind of reaction? What's their response to kind of bring you to awareness?
Yeah, my friend Jessica, every now and then, because we spend a lot of time together, she'll be like, hey, like, by the way, I've noticed you starting to sort of like pull your hair out again. Is there something like going on? Do we want to talk about it? Do you want me to just ignore the behavior? Like, what's the deal? And I think that's a very, very good approach. I think it's always a good approach to just ask what I need from her.
W friend, go Jessica.
I
We
know,
love
right? Go,
that.
Jessica.
Have you moved to any other areas on your body where you pull from? So are you mainly scalp? Have you moved to anywhere else?
I did pluck my eyebrows out for a while there. I was pulling my eyebrows. And like my arm and leg hairs are also sometimes very common.
Did you know Habit Aware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program we'll coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today. Do you find that one area maybe plagues you the most? Maybe there's one area in particular that you're like, okay, can I just stick to this one instead of this?
I definitely wish I could stick to my leg hairs more than my scalp because that would just be much more convenient.
When you pull out your hair from other parts of your body, do you use tweezers or is it your fingers?
I mostly do use tweezers like on my legs and stuff, but my eyebrows and stuff, like I'll roll the hairs through my fingers.
How would you describe your relationship with tweezers? I know for many people in the community, it's very love or hate.
It is definitely a love-hate relationship. I don't, yeah, I try to steer clear of them as much as is possible. I feel like they just give you too much power.
Yeah, I feel like for me, I need to have them. I don't need to use them all the time, but I need to know where they are because like I've had many moments where I'm like, I just need to get this one eyelash or this one eyebrow and like my fingers can't get it. I'm getting frustrated. I need to really get this only one. And those are the moments where like if I don't have the tweezers, I'm like freaking out, probably pulling a lot more because I'm like, I just need that one. Ugh.
Yeah, it definitely gets a bit like that. I always make sure that I know where my tweezers are because yeah, it's the same. It's like it just needs to come out, and then if it's not coming out, it's causing me stress, and I started pulling other pieces of hair out. It's like if I could just get this one hair, it would just be so much better. Life would be fine.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes that's true. You know, tell me how it is for you. Like, for me, sometimes it's that one hair that's so annoying that once I get it, I actually do like not pull for a little bit.
Yeah, like I found that if I can like find just that one hair that does it, even with my hair, like if I can find that one crinkly hair, sometimes I can convince myself to just play with it in my scalp for a while and just leave it there.
That
But
takes
yeah,
a lot of power.
I know it was very much a moment where I was like, you know what? Maybe I could convince myself. And sometimes it works, sometimes it does not.
Have there been moments during your experience where you have noticed, okay, I'm pulling a lot less, like maybe things are growing back in? It doesn't seem like your trichotillomania is as severe, maybe, as it once was.
Definitely. There are definitely like periods where I'm like, oh, you get the tiny, tiny pieces of hair back on your scalp that they're like prickly to run your hand over at first. And feeling hair grow back in places. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe like I've not been struggling. Oftentimes it's after a period where I thought I was doing worse than I actually was. And it's like really like, oh, you know, maybe I wasn't as bad as I thought I was.
I hear you speak, positively, like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Like you have like a positive outlook, it seems, with your hair pulling and how you talk to yourself. Have you always been positive, or have you like maybe, overcome that negative self-talk?
I've definitely not always been so positive. I actually started going to therapy maybe a year ago, and my therapist brought the word trichotillomania into a session and was like, you know, and he was the one who sort of was like, you know, maybe if you try it, like he's like obviously negative self-talk's never a good thing. You should never be talking to yourself negatively. But he was like, you know, maybe if we could try and practice more positive self-talk, especially around this issue, it's something that won't plague you and won't be quite so severe for you. And I have definitely found that learning to accept it and to not speak quite so negatively to myself and about myself to other people, especially, it has definitely helped me a lot.
That's amazing. Also, now W therapist. I mean, Jessica, this therapist. Wow.
I know
Okay.
the people are amazing.
What are some maybe phrases that you kind of use on a regular basis that help you, lift your spirits back up?
Oh my gosh, it's not like a deep therapeutic phrase, but me and my friends throw around the phrase it's not that deep quite frequently, trying to talk about the fact that it's not that serious. So if I ever try and find like if I ever find myself really, really stressing or whatever, like we'll basically like sing song the phrase it's not that deep to each other and just like repeat it back and forth until we're like, yeah, you know what? It was never that serious. Like it's not that difficult. And it's sort of like, in a way, it trivializes the issue, which makes it a lot easier to face.
I love that. I think that's a great way to look at it. I love that because, yeah, it does make it like, what am I stressed about? Like, what am I worried about? You know what I mean? Like, it really does make it so it's like digestible, but also like fun and silly at the same time, which I think is so important when dealing with m any mental health
Oh, yeah.
issue. Now, when you first went to your therapist, did they have an understanding of trichotillomania, or was it something that you had to, educate them on?
He actually had a really, really good understanding of it already, which I was sort of like, I don't know, in some ways I was like, oh wow, like I expected to have to like explain it a little bit more, but sort of the conversation came around. He asked me what sort of behaviors I would be doing in a moment of stress or anxiety, and when I mentioned, you know, playing with my hair, pulling my hair out. He was like, "Have you ever heard this phrase?" And I was like, "Oh, okay. Like, yes, I have, but thank you for almost like thank you for understanding."
Yeah, that's it must have felt amazing to finally be like in a room. I mean, have you seen therapists before that maybe didn't have an understanding, or was he the first person that you actually like met for trichotillomania?
I definitely seen therapists before that didn't have an understanding, and it sort of made it feel like, oh, maybe this issue was bigger like than I thought. Maybe this, it's weird. Am I the only person? And him just like throwing it so casually into the conversation, I was really like, oh, okay. Like, I was already in a place where I was like, yeah, like I'm not the only one. This is something common. Lots of people struggle with it. There's lots of people out there. And then for him to just be like, oh yeah, like this is the phrase we have for it. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Thank you for like, it was like a reinforcement of that idea.
Wow, that must have felt great. 'Cause I, like you, I went to other therapists that didn't know what it was. So much so that I was like, if I go to therapy again, I'm not even bringing it up. Like I was like kind of tired and like annoyed that I would seek out and say, "Hey, I have trichotillomania, help, please." And they're like, "Tell me what that is again." I'm thinking, "Didn't I just call you?"
It's like you're the health professional, but also how hard it is to do your own research.
Oh yeah, I'm laughing because I know for a fact my mom had some words with a few of them because there was a moment where one of the therapists asked me if I saw bugs crawling on the wall. I'm thinking, bro.
That's not quite the same thing.
Yep. My mom was like, "Let's go." I'm like, "Yep." And I bet you she called and said some, some strong words because that was one of those experiences where I kind of felt like, kind of pushed over the edge. Like I was like, I'm looking for help. I can't find any. That helplessness, that just drives you to engage in the behavior more.
Yeah. W mom, W mom.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Yes. Don't want to mess with that. Don't want to mess with that. That's funny.
No.
What are some things that maybe you have done recently, maybe with help of your therapist, that has lessened your pulling that you found has helped?
There's this like grounding exercise that we do. It's part of, I can't remember what the acronym stands for, but it's ACT. I think it's Action Commitment Therapy. And it's a form of therapy that sort of developed from cognitive behavioral therapy, but sort of instead of going, yeah, like, yeah, these are my thoughts, these are my actions, like let's change the thoughts. It sort of focuses on becoming comfortable with the uncomfortable. And so the exercise we use is called, it's an anchoring exercise. And it's like, you imagine that you're a boat in a storm, and the exercise is about being able to put down an anchor and like weather the storm of the thoughts, the feelings. I often will sit on my hands while I'm doing it. But you sort of start with just like recognizing the thoughts going on in your brain. And then the second part is you come back to your body. So I'll roll my wrists, crack my neck. And then you sort of like recognize something around the room. And it's sometimes just being able to take a step back and take that deep breath. Because I often find myself getting panicked. It really is quite useful for me.
I love that. I'm going to try that. I love that one.
It is very good because oftentimes when I was in therapy, I did do cognitive behavioral therapy for a long time. I was like, it makes no sense. How am I supposed to just change my thoughts, right? But him being like, it's not about changing your thoughts. It's about like finding ways to be comfortable and to ground yourself through those thoughts. I was like, this makes so much more sense.
I love that. And it's like, what I really like about that is sometimes I feel that people are like, "Well, do this and it will cure you, and that's it. You're going to stop pulling forever." And it's like, well, that might not be the case. But this, I feel like you can use at any point. It's something that can just help no matter what you're going through, but especially for us, because that uncomfortable feeling, tell me if this is the same for you, is like that urge, like my scalp is tingly. It there are hairs that I can feel that I want to remove, and sitting with that can be very challenging.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's like I just want to, like, please, like I just want to pull them out. Like they're calling my name, and it was definitely just learning to be comfortable with the fact that, you know what? Yes, they're calling, but I don't have to answer.
Do you have any other strategies that you like to use? I know some people like a physical barrier, things like that.
I definitely sit on my hands a lot. I do find myself sitting on my hands. Other things I have tried to various degrees of success is I wear like those fidget rings that you can like spin and stuff. And so I just do something different with my hands. Or my sister braided my hair for me every day for about a year there. So I just physically could not get to it.
W sister, come on, Lorna, this is amazing.
I know the support system is there and we're loving it.
Oh my gosh, we are so loving it. So that's so nice. So was your sister someone, I know she braiding every day, that's fantastic. Was she someone that you felt you could confide in on those harder days and you know, reach out to her for that support?
Definitely. My sister and I have been through like very rough places. We're siblings, obviously. But I never felt like even in the moments where I was like, I hate you, I don't want to be anywhere near you. If I was struggling, I always knew I could go sit on her floor and she would like braid my hair for me or just like play with it or straighten it. And it was the whole someone else is touching it. So it's like I'm not pulling it out, but someone else is still touching it. So it's almost like 50% of the urge is being completed.
Yes, it's funny that I'm happy you brought this up because recently, within the last like few weeks, I have this brush. It's like a tangle teaser. It's like a little small thing and it has like these spikes. It's just to brush your hair, but it's something you can throw in your purse. Well, anywho, I asked my husband, I'm like, hey, like my scalp was very itchy to pull. And I said, would you brush my hair for me? Like, is that weird? You know, can you brush my hair and you know, make it this almost like therapeutic experience? And just like what you mentioned, it really felt so good. I think I felt satisfied feeling my scalp and feeling the how the hair is moving without actually having to pull it out.
Yeah, and I definitely feel like especially putting like tight hairstyles and like braiding, if I braid my own hair, I'm not as good as my sister. It could take me a good solid 15 minutes. So it takes that chunk of time out. And it's also like it's pulling the strands without like pulling them out. So yeah, it's like, yeah, you know what? This is good enough.
What does success with the BFRB look like to you?
Oh. It sort of depends on the day almost. So, some days success looks like not pulling at all. And sometimes success looks like, you know, managing to just hold the hair instead of pulling it out completely.
I think it's so important that you mentioned day to day. That's kind of how I view my trichotillomania as well, is that every day is different. I can't expect myself to have the same tools that work today. And I can't expect the urge to be the same because sometimes it's so much more severe. And sometimes it's like, do I even have trichotillomania at all? I don't even think about it. Like, so I think that is so great to talk about. It depends on the day because things change and we're constantly changing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like some days I'm like, okay, like what am I even talking about? Is this even a thing I have? I don't feel the urge to pull at all. And some days it's just like a constant thing. And just being able to do literally anything else should be considered a win.
You're speaking my language, Lorna. You're speaking my language. Yep. Love it. Love it. Would you like to offer any words of wisdom for listeners?
And it's super difficult, but don't shame yourself and don't let others shame you into believing that it's wrong or that you're the only person, because there are definitely so many other people out there who struggle with it, and it's not something to be ashamed of, and it's something that you can definitely help yourself and get help from others through. Thank you.